Connect and be blessed by the teachings of Pastor Charles Inyaba, which will enable you to live a distinguished and supernatural life. Pastor Charles Inyaba is a young and anointed man of God and preacher of the gospel. He is the head pastor of the Hopeway Revival Church, a vibrant supernatural youth church, and the Praying Family, a non-denominational fellowship on KNUST campus. Have an expectation and prepare your hearts to receive from God as you connect to the undiluted Word of God. Let's delve into today's message.
Told Abraham, get up and go in Genesis 22. Get up and go and kill your son. He got up, he didn't waste time. One of the things you learn about Abraham is that he's a man of speed. Yes, and we are the children of Abraham, and we must be people of speed. Yes. Some of us, the reason why God probably has not really sponsored, you want to say sponsored, is the reason why probably God is not really pushing us like he ought to, is because what he told you 2-3 years ago, you have not even taken a step to do it. So now God has left you to push somebody else. He will only come back to push you when you realize that you have attended to what he told you. In some of you, sometimes, that's why sometimes when you're privileged to travel, you hear things. When you're privileged to travel with the pastor, you hear things. Now, what to you, it may be normal. Oh, we are working. But to somebody, the person seeing the revelation is like, hey. You may think you are the only one doing something for God. But by the time you realize he has bypassed you to use somebody else to be doing something mighty. So pray that prayer. And especially when you are young, there are a lot of things God would expect you to do when you are young. When you cross from 20 to 30, there are things God expects you to do. 30 to 40. So at every stage, there are things God expects you to do. And the grace of God is allocated to junctions of your life. So at every junction, there is a supplied grace. So at, for instance, imagine after I come here, start a praying family. Come on, become your aunties. Oh no, let's think about it. Imagine I just realized that, oh, when I went to the university, I should have started prayer. Now for the Mikoro room, my room, please come and join me to pray. But the Holy Spirit helped me early. Say early.
Early.
That's what David said. Early will I see thee. Early. You will leave. Listen, don't joke with that. You see, Sandalane me, I say, and say my car, you guys don't cherish it. But we'll be in there, I say, hey, send some pastor. Like, before saying was. Very true. Many are living in regret today because the opportunities they had in life, they didn't realize that it was an opportunity. Do you know that we think an opportunity is to travel abroad?
Yes.
But it goes beyond that. The greatest opportunity to any man is time. The greatest opportunity God can ever give every one of us here is time. Number two, health. Because what is time to a man who is sick? That's why the Bible says, time and chance happens to us all. Time and chance. So time comes with chances. So if we are here, I don't know why I'm repeating it, but pray that God, like, pray, Lord, help me to realize what I must do at this stage of my life.
Amen.
Is there any course I must do? Because, you see, sometimes some of you here, maybe 99% of us here, we may not use our but there are certain calls we did somewhere. What's the opportunity? Do you have skill in this? Or do you have knowledge in it? So it will take the Holy Ghost, it will catch you. When you pray that prayer, that Lord, help me to realize what I must realize on time. Then suddenly God will just bring somebody and say, Charlie, do this course, it will help you.
Amen.
So God is just answering your prayer by bringing suggestions.
Amen.
Look at this lady, a dream. Do donut. Maybe you're going to do it, it will not work. It is what God has told him to do at this time. Maybe at times he can go to say start restaurant.
Amen.
Maybe.
Amen.
So at her stage, probably you see, and you see, like her, she would have to apply wisdom to know that if God says do not, it is wisdom to learn everything about bakery.
Oh, yes.
And how's that trend I ever flow? Any answer? You don't need only vision. You need wisdom with vision. So pray that God should earn. Pray. For instance, your mom. Whatever could not work for her. Lord, may I realize what could not work for my mom. The moment you start praying that prayer, God will just open your eyes. It's like, you start seeing why your mom could not succeed in certain areas. Then when it gets to your turn, God begins to give you a certain level of wisdom that your mother didn't have. So what made your mother fall at that stage of your life? But the time you realize you have escaped.
Oh, yes.
You see, curses is not just breaking. No. One of your greatest ways to break curses is wisdom. And wisdom teaches you how to maneuver. Ghana is sieve when it comes to gold producing. But we are poor. In the world, Ghana is sieve. In the world. I was listening to Pastor Elvis and he mentioned it. And realize that it is not the lack of resources. It is the lack of what?
Wisdom.
That's what Proverbs was encouraging us to go for wisdom. Wisdom, wisdom. And the greatest way to go for wisdom is, number one, to God. We pray. Number two, books. Number three, men. I've said it, so it's nothing new. So then may you realize that, Charlie, you don't have to spend the money, all the money. You have to buy the latest iPhone. You are going to do swapping. Hey, clap. You don't have sense. You're a fool. Why do you want to carry latest things when you are not latest in here? You are late here, but you are latest with gadgets. And you are late here, but you are latest in gadgets. It is this that rules life, not this. Can I say this?
Yes, please.
If you don't know what you must know, I said this yesterday, you will be a slave to what you must be a master of. Now, do you know that Apple is controlling us?
Yes.
They are using this. So we say, do you have the latest phone? No, you're not latest though. We are being controlled by someone whose brain is working far more than us. So for instance, as we are here, we are all waiting for our phone, so and so. It will be our doing here, man. We are waiting and wasting. So the spirit of realization is the spirit that makes you realize things early. So once your colleagues are wasting, you are investing. Things like areas where they don't see, and you need eyes to see. That's what the Lord told Abraham, come out as far as your eyes can see. And Abraham is a man of faith. So God was not just saying see, because no man's eye can count the number of stars. Because it's talking about faith. And the spirit of realization will make you see what your friends can't see. There are some ladies, you must marry them now. I told a certain guy that you, the way God will lead to Eddie, marry Eddie. I told him. I said, if the lady doesn't like you, I told all my son, if the lady, don't waste your time with a lady who doesn't like you. Because time is life and time. So I'm praying. Okay. And there is no special rate for you. There's one of a kind for you. And I win and yamia bomb is a main warrior. You know what's that? The wounds where? Over to the May you realize things early.
Amen.
I see the spirit of realization.
Jesus.
How many of you realize that it's frustrating when you were in a car, like you got into a house, we realize that you didn't take something?
Yeah.
What is that you saying? I want you to stand here with me. Stand with me. Now, I've been there before. Like, you were in the car and then suddenly you just remembered. So the spirit of realization goes with the spirit of remembrance.
Wow.
Yeah, it's in condition. Some of our mothers, they just realized that they said, once my meeting was, hey, I'm wasting you too. They are now realizing. So what you are wasting, Obia realizing, hey, so you see, you are somebody's praying for the opportunity you have now. Oh. Yeah, they've crossed over, but I can turn. You see, my turn and they say, but I can't turn back. There are things if you don't realize early, you can't turn back to correct. There are some mistakes that are uncorrectable. Try to turn and see. Turn, everybody turn your neck. Turn to the back. I need to turn your body. Even your body, you have to turn the whole body, right?
Yes.
So that means there are things if you want to correct, you have to destroy many things.
Wow.
You have to destroy many things. So please, in every area of your life, pray that, Lord, may I realize things. May I realize
Amen.
Things. Yeah. One of the things I realized, my father didn't build. My father thought in a way. He thinks in a way. And the more you see, one way you can also have the spirit. It's a spiritual. It's a spirit that makes you realize things early. And it's like, oh, you're younger. You know what you do at every stage. How many of you can listen to somebody, oh, I planned my life. And it's like, I want to get there. I want to do there. I want to do it. But if you say, oh, they're chilly. I said, what do I do in here, man? One of the people is saying, all you talk to is like, she knows what she's up to. And certain plans of her doesn't really come. But there are certain plans which has materialized. You must, now, one of the things you must realize that you don't have enough time on earth. You see, if you don't realize it then, the tendency to think that you have more time is high. I said, we are younger, we just want to be in our watching. But keep looking at yourself in the mirror, you realize it is falling. But when it was starting, it was standing. But when you're going, it's falling. You realize that the veins in the breast is falling down. So you must realize things early.
Oh, yes.
Now, my birthday girl. And you see, you must realize that it's not just posting pictures. You must sit down and start thinking, when your mother was at your age, what were the mistakes she committed? Ask God to help you to realize it. This prayer point I'm giving you, it is. You can fast about it. And when you are intentional about setting prayer points, God will ensure that you don't make certain mistakes.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth. When you are intentional, intentionality is going to God over and over, Lord. You see, don't know that some of us, we just pray, but we are not really intentional about what we are praying about. Rabba, labba, da, da, ba, labba. Lord, protect us. You only see the value of that prayer when you are about to fall into an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Once when we say pray for protection, rabba, labba, rabba. But imagine you are in a bus and they say, I'm robbers ahead.
Hey.
The no. Oh, rabba, da, da, da. Say the spirit of realization.
The spirit of realization.
Come upon me.
Come upon me.
Rich, may you realize things.
Amen.
Things you need and things you don't need.
Amen.
Things to buy and things not to buy.
Amen.
Some of you here. Can I say this?
Yes,
tell
please.
Us, tell us.
We are the one
I believe it.
This is the stage where you can prosper.
Mm.
Why? Somebody may say, ask me why.
Why?
This is where your mind can be corrected.
Mm.
This thing is when your mind can work in a way. What are the papa's made in power? I just said, I didn't mean your mokay. I said, you're all seeing that. You're all seeing that. This is about your father doesn't see.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Your father is like, you see, there was a bare land. And realize that they have to use the machine to mix things. But the thing is not actually soft, though. It is soft because water is in it.
Mm.
But when the water comes out, it becomes hard. And in order to correct, it will take a long time. So some of you are in your stage of water. Like you're in your water stage. Where it's like, that's why the greatest moment of your life where you can be changed is when you're young. But when you're it is difficult for salvation to even come to you. When you're here, that's a brabo boy. We'll be preaching to you because massa. And now I'm going to bread. But I will say, as we do fried rice, mean chena. Oh, you're going to be my brepa. And I'm saying, my brepa, my twist, my semen bread, my quatna, we know, we'll be cut stories to me. Me and my same, my sa tumbutu musica, my toffee. I'm saying, where are we? Where did you have? The bands are going out to stadium. Let him go. When you are a young girl, many young girls don't realize things. It takes few young girls to realize. Even many young girls in church don't realize certain things. And it's unfortunate. They don't realize it. It's a spirit. Do you know that the madman of Gadara didn't know what he was doing? The spirit blinded everything. It was when Jesus casted, that's what sometimes, now, the 31st night, yes. I prayed for a certain guy. He was in the front. But after that, he was like, what am I doing here?
Oh, yes.
He didn't realize that he was there. So all the moment of the manifestation and everything, he didn't see. He only saw when he realized where he was. So that means what was making him do whatever he was doing was another personality. It was not him. So some of you, it is not you, but there is something else controlling you.
Yes.
When you see Charles Nyamba, it is not Charles Nyamba. Because at my age and my stage, my father never built, my mother never built. But to see this project rising from the ground, it is a spirit. You see? So it is not easy to think in a certain way. It takes God to help your mind. Because whenever you are created into a system, your mind must flow in that system.
Oh, yes.
And it is not easy to live in a system, but your mind works in a different system. Mm-hmm. I go say, yawa to ebusuem. You are going to do it this way. It's difficult because the system that will fight against your incoming system. So that's why you must pray. This week you can pray the Lord. You are there 1 hour. And when you pray that, God answers it by making your mind think in a way number two. God will let you start meeting certain people.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
There are people I've met. I realized that God just answered a certain prayer. What I remember in San Paxo. I'll go every night. And there's one prayer Bishop Dan said we should pray. I didn't see the importance of that prayer, but now it is the most important prayer I pray. Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, thy will be. Hey!
My God.
I wish I knew when I was 6 months old. There are some prayers some of you are praying, it's a waste of time. Oh, yes. Me, there are some prayers I've stopped praying. When I realize what I must pray for, I stopped certain prayers. You see, when you don't realize certain things, even your prayer points are even a waste of time. It is when you have married the wrong person, you realize that you should have prayed certain prayers.
Hey.
Mercy. So one of the major prayers that can affect all aspects of your life is that it will be done.
Wow.
It affects every area. Your moral life. God has a will concerning your marriage. He has a will concerning your... That's why when you make certain mistakes, God is being shocked.
Hey.
Yeah, but you didn't pray for your will.
Oh.
You were just seeing the chest of the guy.
Thank you, Manchester.
I just like his deep voice. Do you know that there are some guys who don't have deep voice, but they have deep revelation about God?
Oh, yes.
Rich, what do you think? May you realize things? You see, when you don't even realize where God is taking us, that's why you just make a hasty decision to leave. Lot made a hasty decision. That's why his wife even turned into a salt. The decision of Lot affected his wife. And later on, you see, that decision, it was deeper than Lot was thinking. I can explain many things to you. Let me explain this, then we close. Now, you were just living in Haran, and Abraham said, God has spoken to you, so he's leaving. You don't even know where he's going. And he has not even told you that this is where God is bringing me. Then at a point, because of the benefit of following, you end up focusing on the benefit than where God was taking the man.
Yeah.
So at a point, you are now fighting with Abraham. And then Abraham said, we want to separate. Your helper is telling you, go your way. And you didn't think that the reason why you are rich is because of your association with this person.
Mm.
Then when your helper said, look in here, look wherever, the greatest, Maminka has something wrong. One of the most dangerous things in life is the one helping you saying, now live your life.
Hey.
Like a pastor who used to advise you, now I'm tired of you, now go on. That's what Abraham told Lot. He said, listen, enough of this fight and everything, argument. Now just look here. And do you know the funny thing? Lot looked at the most nicest place and said, I can see. But he didn't know that Abraham has saw. Because when God told Abraham, he said, come out and see. He didn't know that before Abraham told him that choose where you want, Abraham has already seen a bigger place.
Wow.
If the guy had known, he wouldn't have gone into Sodom.
Yes.
He didn't realize that his prosperity was connected to a man God has spoken to. So the richness or the prosperity of Lot was connected to a man he was following.
Preach.
If you don't realize that sometimes the connection with certain people is the reason why God is even anointing you, you may end up thinking that you are anointed because you prayed.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I see.
Realization makes you think in a way.
Yeah.
Lot started thinking that, and do you know that when he made that decision to move away from Abraham, that was the destruction of his life. Mm-hmm. He ended up staying at where homosexuals were there.
Mm.
And not just homosexuals. Look at me. Do you know what happened? His beloved wife became a sword because of her husband's decision.
Ah.
His wife. And number three, his children had sex with him.
Yes.
One decision, one. He didn't realize that the decision he was about to make was about to turn his whole family around.
Mm.
He didn't realize. He only saw the beauty of the town. He didn't see after. So the spirit of a realization can teleport you into the future.
Aye.
Then brings you, then you make certain decisions.
Aye.
That is why I'm not in a haste now to even appoint certain people like leaders.
Mm.
My mind can change. I'll bring down the workers' page, and this time around, it is a system that will qualify you to become a leader.
Wow.
Yeah, because some people don't even understand what it means to lead. Lord didn't realize. You were nothing. You had nothing. And now you became rich because of Abraham. You should have sticked with him. Like Peter said to Jesus, to whom shall we go to? John 6:63. Only you. We realize. That means I realized that my life is shaping to become a better person because of me working with you. So why should I leave you and go to a different place?
Mm.
The spirit of realization. Makes you know who you should lead and who you should stick to. Most of our fathers, if the spirit of realization was at work in them, they wouldn't have fought with their own brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was their kid brother. Mm-hmm. You want to say, I was fighting my brother. And you know how did I meet me? I told him, you, I'll be richer than you.
Oh.
Ask me. Ask me. I was talking out of what? Ignorance.
Yes.
Humbly, when he got the two-bedroom house or whatever, am I not there?
Yeah,
the one who could, maybe my richness will come later, but for now, I'm enjoying his.
Oh, yes.
The spirit of realization.
Spirit.
Lord, yeah. When you're young, if you don't realize, guys will use one, then by the time you realize, not going to last. Oh, yeah. Yeah. May you realize.
Amen.
Lord didn't realize that the decision he was making, number one, you see, he didn't know what was in Sodom. He only saw the beauty.
Yes.
Many of us are attracted to the niceness, the glamour, but we don't know what is in there.
Mm.
Yes. He, no. It's like we don't know the inside. Right. How many of you, like, there was something nice outside, like, you open it, like, So when Lot was looking, he saw the beauty. But he didn't realize that beyond the beauty, there were gay, lesbians, porno actors. Then suddenly, he made a decision because of how beautiful the place is. Then after he stayed there, he didn't know that he was even making a decision of allocating to a place God will later on destroy. That's a move. He didn't know that. Baby, all cotton ano. Now maybe sell. And now the prayer point is not powerful.
It's powerful.
Let me close. The spirit of realization. It's a spiritual.
Oh yes.
I wanted to talk to you about my message for today was Lazarus.
Oh.
But I just feel like talking to you about realization. As I was talking, you just realize some few things you have done some time ago. It's like,
oh, shit.
I'm started. It's like, as I'm talking, your mind is working in a way. It's like, when you were 17, you should have done this.
Oh, yes.
Look at the guy who kissed you. Now look at him, he's a mate.
Oh, yes.
Jennifer, your ass is a mate.
My God. My God.
Because are you realizing some things you should have done some time ago? You're like, ah! And you see, no matter how you do, you're far behind. So it is, there is still more room for improvement.
Wow.
You can pray it. And you see, that's what I'm saying, that Jesus made God know. Say,
hey!
Dear Prince, do you realize, do you know that some of you don't even value certain advices?
Oh, yes.
It is after something, realize that it was a good advice.
Oh, yes.
But the power in it has died.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back for the advice, but the power that backed it has died. I remember this lady here. I spoke to her in 2022. Like, I don't know whether it was, I don't know what happened. I just said, you are going to own your own pharmacy, whatever. Then, 2 years later, we go to a program, and the prophet said, I see you own your own pharmacy. So that means if she had undervalued whatever I said 2 years ago. Because, hey, it's not a show. Powerful.
Which one?
May you realize it when your pastor is even prophesying your future.
Amen.
Like, you see, you should realize that, no, this service was meant for me. It's like, yes. It's like I just came and it's like my life was being rearranged.
Amen.
I don't know if you understand.
Yes.
How many of you came and it's like, this service was meant for me? Yes. I don't know if you have been in the service of like, I said, God just chose this day to just change many things.
Yeah.
Who came for a certain service and after that, it just brought a radical change in. Changes in the decision you are about to make or something. Ooh, yes. Really? Eugene, and we're at the back with the girl. After a radical change. So the radical change teleported you to the back.
Run for your life.
To listen to a lady who has... There are some guys who have regretted marriage, but they are in it. Like, I said, this is what they tell you. Now you say, me won't be man today. I mean, tell me, be no one, sir. And such a life can never experience joy, happiness, peace, nothing. They didn't realize that they were making a decision. And they didn't see. That's why I told you, realization makes you see.
Oh, yes.
There's some of you, the way the ladies do you, I say you're in love.
Yes.
I just watch a movie called Blinded by Love.
Hey! I'm blinded by your
You watch the movie called Blinded by Love. Presla. So you want to also become a movie. Don't you know that whenever they are done with movies, they do editing.
Oh yes.
And they give you what is not true. Am I preaching? I'm not going to pray that Lord Chelly. Like you are going to say. Like tons quite about no, not tons. You're right. Let me realize this now. Hey, do you know that some of you are in a certain relationship? Not like boyfriend, but like a certain relationship. The person is not bad, but the person can't help your future. On your bad, the person himself is not bad, but the person does not fit your future. What's a mindset? Yes. Yes. So there are some of you, when you open your mindset, wow, people are not supposed to be there by the
end. Come on.
Now, I realize that there were things we added to the mindset we are forcing to do. So in order for you to close. Realize that you don't believe what I'm saying. Is the prayer powerful?
Very powerful.
Anytime you want to see, anytime you go to the moment of old testimony line, and you see me post prayer points, go and pray it. Once then we'll go and check, hey, is there any prayer point? Hey, you realize.
Amen. Amen.
They have realized certain things early. So my mind thinks in a way.
Oh, yes.
That's I tell you, Abu Chenya may now. I mean, Abu what? I'm not saying it's not good to travel though. If it is the will of God for you, why not? But I pray for Anne. How old are you? 28. No. Actually, it's a powerful prayer. Are there things you are realizing you should have done that you didn't do? What some... No, oh, can you go back a bit? At every stage, we will see the hand of God.
Oh, yes.
At every stage, you must see.
Amen.
The only way to be complete.
Exactly.
Jesus said, as we are going, and the guy realized that he was healed. He didn't go, he didn't get there. On the way, he returned back. So we are on the way, but we have to return back.
Oh, yes.
Now let's hear from a man whose mind is working.
Wow.
Yeah. Ezra chapter 3 verse 10.
Uh-huh.
When the builders completed the foundation of the Lord's temple, the priests put on their robes and they took their places and blew trumpets. fight.
You see, some of you academics could have taken shape when you MS World Evander College in 2020. You should have celebrated God. You should have worn white in your room and dance and say, ah, thank you, Rosie. Amen.
Amen.
Is that a powerful message?
Oh, yes.
The spirit of what?
Realization.
So I just pray that Jane 4 will realize the state she has gotten.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you realize that, no, I'm no longer, that's why I was telling you guys yesterday that may you all realize that the praying family we used to be is not the, it's like we are no longer children. And now when people like me say, he's a pastor of Ken West, I'm not a pastor of Ken West. I'm a pastor. I'm a servant of the living God. KNYC is a branch for the campus ministry.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Don't restrict my anointing to KNYC.
No, 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 no.
It's international ministry.
Oh, yes.
Some of you, if you realize where God is taking, there are some things you can do now. But once you don't be don't call, agro be heavy. Agro fumbia divi. And come fumbia divi. Then, so that's what police people, whenever they arrest, the first thing is, be quiet. Everything you say will be used against you.
In the court of law.
So if care is not taken, some things you do now can be used against you in the course of destiny.
Mercy.
Of destiny.
Mercy.
What you are talking will be there? Come and me, and say, baby, let me take one and send you the other one later. Jeff, are you getting me? Yeah, I'll pray for, but I don't know, but maybe probably this is a prophetic message for you alone.
Yes.
That may you realize that, Charlie, you are not growing. Do you know that some of you still think you are children? You still think you are children? Like Oma Mika, where? No! Where?
Canvas.
And what? And for me, that. Or baby, sir. Or baby, come on. Oh! The meetings we have, the leaders' meeting. If you are not wise, you don't even realize that actually this is a life-changing meeting.
Yes.
This guy was not part of the leaders' meeting. And he joined one day. Boom, favor with the boss. Wow. Are you still with him?
Yes.
Wow. Just. And do you know the funny thing? Let me close by saying this. Even what I said, most leaders didn't do. But no, joining, you know. He realized, wow, this wisdom. The next day he went and applied and it worked. He has moved level. Some people have not moved. Because they didn't realize that what I was saying by then was not just a seed, it was a harvest. So, and I'm going to be 18. Bernard, will you two know that question?
Hey,
do you know that? You must realize that this is your sowing moment in life.
Oh, yes.
This is where you must sow much prayer, sow into good relationships. Many of us don't know the value of relationship at this age. But it's important. One of the things I said to myself when I came to university was to make strategic relationships and keep them. Yeah. So you have to learn how to treat certain relationships. You must realize it early. How many are going to pray that prayer tonight? Anne, oh? You're a girl, but may you, do you know what makes you exceptional when you realize certain things as a girl? I have to do this. I don't have to do this. No, not now. You must know not now, but you must know which one is not now, which one is now. As some of you are in a relationship, which will not end in marriage. That's what sometimes I say, talk to me about a relationship. As I talk, I'm just listening to you. And after that, I can just give you a prophetic conclusion that it will not end in marriage. But what I say, I know definitely because you are blinded by love, you will still proceed, but I'm always awaiting for homecoming. I know a lot of people. I said, "How far, oh, Papa?
Don't cast.
We need to, Papa.
Fire."
It's just one of out of ten. One out of ten relationship on the university and a succeed. Be brina. Because of Banu, we are wouldn't cast a banning.
Where
Nesses was shrimp
now?
May you realize. I was doing a good prayer. Oh Lord, break family honor. Do you know that at a point, as my baby came, they say, Uncle Fubeka, but let me see. At a point, you must move and get your own apartment. It makes you think in a way. You are too used to your father and your mother. And that's why you can't make certain decisions. I don't know why I'm just sharing this, but it may be a prophetic word for somebody.
Yes.
That may you realize. Some of you, do know that after school, you may never see me again. There are some who may never see me again. And do you know that all their life, God actually brought them to me to train them. But they didn't realize that I was their trainer for the next stage of their life. So for the 4 years God brought them, I was meant to train them. That's why in this church, we don't just talk about spirituality. How you dress, how you think, how many things. Because in life, you'll be met with the question of how. So you must be taught how. So that when you meet how, you may see how are you. How many of you know that Nana Boko used to sing only key songs? But now. Now I'm realizing now he's in. Now, do you know that it is not easy to switch from she to English? Your tongue is not easy. That's what most of the she guys, it's not easy for them to go out. There are people who don't, they don't realize. And they say, oh, why not you raise another voice? To Babaka, you have to beg for what you used to beg for you. Like, what should I beg you? When you miss it, you'll be begging for it. The lady should have said, hey, baby, I don't know where, but I just know that you are my wife.
Hey.
So say yes, let's go. Why? Are you realizing something? That's why. If I put your phone down, I realize that you want to send a message. It is 8. And let me close. May you pray this prayer. Do you know that there are people you are not meant to date? You just overliked them and you felt they can be good husbands. You should have known the boundary. You should have realized that no, this should be the boundary. But you couldn't realize because you were overtaken by emotions. Life is mystery. And that's why you must have the Holy Ghost as your best partner to help you in many decisions. Imagine, I remember like a prophecy. That's why Danish, you know that God has raised me as a prophet. When we're taking our offering for the first time, then I told him that let's save this money. Who knows in the future God may let us build. As a fellowship, just some 20 we're taking, I said, Charlie, let's keep the money well. In the wizard, and then I'm starting you. Okoto PA system, I question more than 10 times. Adia Okotono. Hey, Papa, how many people have you asked? Are you sure? Are you sure? Because I'm not used to Yakoto. I said, Papa, I'm not used to because I'm not used to Yakoto. I say, Yakoto repair, Yakoto. No, it means you're not wise. Your wisdom should be detected in how you can. You see, we do know I can know that you're wise by the things you buy. Wise people have a way of buying nice things or lasting. Because in your wisdom, you must buy things that can last. Some of you that change now with the demon, oh, my toy. Sometimes I need your own. Do you know why I don't touch the church's money? I realize the consequences. and it's too shameful. Hey, if the word of God comes to you and it makes you realize things, there are things you don't do. Fornication. Do you know how I'm enjoying the glory of God, like you speak and things happen? Now, one entrance will shut many doors in the spirit.
It tastes of sin.
It tastes of sin. It was a simple instruction to you. Lot's wife, don't turn. She turned to see. So now she's a salt. Oh. Prudence. Don't kiss. Let me kiss and see. One day I'll preach, oh, Lot's wife.
Oh, Naya.
Hey, look at yesterday. A lady sent me a testimony. Let me read it to you. I wanted to preach about love, but like, oh, the message was not powerful. This lady, look at the message she sent me yesterday, 9:50. Good evening, Papa. God bless you for being a blessing unto us. I came to church with one CD as my offering, 50 pesos too. Initially, I felt shy giving that offering, but that was the last money on me. After dropping the offering, I told God to add to me to his budget this week. Just this evening, that was yesterday, I received 1,000.
Wow!
Let me end this. Do you understand?
Yes,
some of you, do you know why people are doing things for you?
Yes.
Now, you see, what you call favor is when somebody asks you, say, okay, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know that it's not favor? Mm. What is a car? Now, that may not be a dash your car. Maybe in your life, nobody will ever dash your car. But that little things people are struggling for, you get it easily.
Yeah.
It means there is a certain level of favor. But if you don't even realize that, Charlie, this thing is favor, you may commit yourself to a certain act and lose it and realize that what actually used to come to you, now you have to be going for it.
Mm.
So that should let you know that you did a swap.
Mm.
You just did a swap with that. Deeper. So every hand a voltage out of your life. You see, sometimes when the Bible says the righteous follow 7 times, ask yourself the first one, would you survive? May you realize.
Amen.
Prosper, say a powerful prayer.
Yes.
How powerful is it to you? I realize that there's been a certain move of the power of God in the ministry, especially financial breakthroughs.
Yes.
Oh, you don't see?
Yes.
And yesterday I gave a key to the guys I went with. A key to another level of the finances. A key. I just gave them a key in their finances. Some of them you have forgotten. Then he was focusing on the fish. Not the key I was giving to him. Yesterday, I was talking to them about the next level of even how your finance can change. It will be 1,000 in Niaje. But in the actual plan of God, 1,000 was a test to 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't realize. Unya and Akoto rig. Maybe if God gives you the privilege, I will share that key with some of you.
Yeah.
Like your business. I can change level. Cry. Haven't you realized that when you came into God sincerely, something has changed in your life. You have become more glorious. Me, there are people I can see. No, there are people I can, when they are in sin, Okala cry time. Now, no matter how you do makeup, one time. You see, you don't know what the glory of God does to people. Like. Who became serious in God and who will be being serious in your mind? May you realize the value of your salvation.
Amen.
Look, after dropping the one CD offering, that same evening she received 1,000. If she doesn't even realize that the 1,000, she needs to apply wisdom to spend it. She may come back and say, Lord, I need a miracle. A baby one, you're not going to have 1,000 million. And please, if you can, spend more time praying, especially at dawn, into your life. Lord, I don't know what is before me. I don't know. I mean, talk to him. Today I was talking to God in prayer concerning you guys.
Wow.
Thank you. It's a lot. Kissing must get a good work.
Amen.
And a good wife.
Amen.
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 very important.
Amen. Amen. Haven't I been blessed? Or I wasted the time? May we realize.
Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. May your life never be the same as you have connected to the Word of God through His servant, Pastor Charles Inyaba. Connect with the man of God on Facebook and Instagram at Inyaba Charles.